A Spanish language song called Despacito has become the most streamed song of all time.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo.
The single by Luis Fonsi is currently at number one in the UK and has been played 4.6 billion times worldwide, overtaking Justin Bieber's Sorry. Our reporter is Mark Savage.
It was a hit all around Latin America at the start of the year. It was number one in 12 countries. It's sung in Spanish. It's a very unique mix of the kind of Latin balladry and reggaeton, which is a kind of Latin American rap style. So it caught on hugely over there, but did nothing in Europe in the English-speaking world until Justin Bieber heard it in a nightclub and said, I'd like to be part of this song, recorded a verse, and suddenly, 3 weeks after that, it's number one in the US, it's starting to come to number one in the UK, and now it's number one in 35 countries around the world.
How long might we expect it to stay in the top spot then?
Well, I mean, I think in the UK, it's been 10 weeks at number one, same in the US. I think it could be there for quite a long time to come, because I don't see any big releases on the horizon from, you know, there's One Direction solo acts who may give it a bit of a challenge for a week, but then they'll drop away. It's summer pretty much everywhere now, so the song sounds even better when you're outside. It feels like it's got a bit of longevity. The question for Luis Fonsi, who recorded it, is what does he do next? How do you beat this? And we spoke to him yesterday. He said, to be honest, I don't think I ever will.
Now, as you say, it was already a pretty successful song, and then Mr. Bieber got involved. How would you say streaming is changing music?
Well, I think the interesting thing here is that this song probably wouldn't have been playlisted by radio stations in the English-speaking world. Particularly, you know, Spanish songs do not do well in America and the UK. The last time there was a Spanish language number one in America was the Macarena in 1996. In the UK, there was a song called Last Ketchup in 2002. That was the Spanish language number one. So streaming has kind of democratized music as a whole. If people find a song that they like and they latch onto it, they will play it repeatedly and repeatedly. And then that will influence the people who are programming radio. So it is changing the way that people discover and listen to music.
Yes, I said Mr. Bieber.